fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with Mo Salah, the 2017 African Footballer of the Year for Egypt and Liverpool. Salah got back on the scoring sheet for the Reds of Liverpool. We hear more now from Prince Nesta in his wrap of the weekend European club football action. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egyptian star Mo Salah ended a four-match goal drought for Liverpool with a sublime strike that secured a nervous 1-0 Premier League victory away to Huddersfield Town. The 25-year-old scored his 50th goal in English club football, ensuring Liverpool moved up to second in the Premier League above Chelsea. The Reds still remain unbeaten in 9 Premier League matches this season. Sparkling finishes from Algerian winger Riyad Mahrez, Bernardo Silva, Sane, Fernandinho and Kun Aguero caught the eye as City maintained their 100% home record this season after hammering Burnley 5-0 at the Etihad Stadium. Tottenham also claimed a fourth successive Premier League victory against West Ham at London Stadium after Eric Lamela headed in a cross from French midfielder of Malian descent Moussa Sissoko to score the lone goal.
Prince, I understand there was another charmless drama episode involving Jose Mourinho.
Oh, yeah, Sonny. The special one always tends to find himself in certain special circumstances. Ross Barkley struck a 96-minute equalizer for Chelsea against Manchester United to spark a chaotic ending in their 2-2 draw at Stamford Bridge. United had looked set to claim their first Premier League win at Chelsea since 2012, after Antoine Martial struck twice in the second half following Antonio Rudiger's 21st-minute opener. But Barkley's leveler was enough to extend Chelsea's unbeaten start to the season under Maurizio Sarri. Barkley's goal celebration led to a tunnel confrontation involving Jose Mourinho and one of Chelsea's coaching staff, Marco Ianni, who appeared to taunt the United bench by running into their technical area. The Portuguese was enraged by the provocation and had to be restrained as he tried to pursue his tormentor down the tunnel.
Prince, still with the Premier League, it looks like a spicy matchup later Monday evening between Arsenal and visiting Leicester City. What should we expect?
Nothing short of fireworks, Sonny. It's going to be a really, really tough fixture for Arsenal, who have never lost a home Premier League match against Leicester City, winning their last 11 encounters. Arsenal will also be attempting to win 10 consecutive games in all competitions for the sixth time in their history. We also expect Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who's been involved in a team-high 21 goals in 2018. He scored 16 and assisted in 5 goals to add to his tally. Although at the same time, Sonny, Arsenal should watch out for Jamie Vardy, who has scored 6 goals in 6 league starts against the Gunners, including a brace at the Emirates Stadium last season. All in all, Sonny, I think this one's going to be an entertaining fixture. May the best team win. On to some bad news for Barcelona fans. 5-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi broke his right forearm on Saturday as Barcelona beat Sevilla 4-2 to go top of La Liga. The Barcelona superstar is said to miss both the home and away Champions League fixtures against Inter Milan and will also be out of the El Clasico against Real Madrid this Saturday. Barcelona coach Ernesto Valverde lamented the loss of Messi by saying, and I quote, "It's a significant loss. We will notice his absence. We've played without him in the past, but we will be prepared to overcome this." End of quote. Sonny, as Barca are having a hard time trying to get used to life without Messi, their perennial rivals Real Madrid seem to be missing Ronaldo's influence at this time. The Los Blancos saw their run of matches without a win extended to 5 as they slammed to a 2-1 defeat to Levante on Saturday. Madrid also reached a club worst 481 minutes without finding the net and have now slipped down into 7th place in the table. And talking about Ronaldo, The goal machine grabbed another slice of footballing history as he became the first player to score 400 goals in Europe's top five leagues with his strike for Juventus against Genoa. Ronaldo's fifth Serie A goal of the season took him to the 400th mark, going along with his 84 Manchester United goals in the Premier League and a sensational 311 La Liga strikes for Real Madrid.
Wow, Prince! Ronaldo, a true football legend, smashing all those records. Prince, can you talk about another legend who slumped to defeat in the French League?
Oh yeah, sure, Sonny. You're talking about Thierry Henry's, whose Monaco reign got off to a disappointing start after his team suffered a 2-1 defeat to Strasbourg. As a player, Henry spent 5 years at Monaco, winning the league in 1997. And though the 41-year-old took an assistant coaching role with the Belgian national team in 2016, Saturday's outing marked his first as a head coach. The Arsenal legend has an uphill task of rescuing the 2017 French champions, who have only managed one win since the start of the season and are now second last in the table. Paris Saint-Germain handed out a 5-0 thrashing to Amiens as they extended their perfect Ligue 1 start with their 10th consecutive win of the season. French teenager of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe made it 11 goals in 9 matches this season after scoring the 4th goal of the night. Lille also beat Dijon 2-1 to stay in second place, while Belgian midfielder of Malian descent Moussa Dembele and Dutch winger of Ghanaian descent Memphis Depay each scored as Lyon beat Nîmes 2-0 to move up to 5th place in the French league. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. Love that European club football roundup. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The draw has been held for next month's Women's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Ghana. The 2-week competition kicks off November 17th, and it doubles as the African qualifying tournament for the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. Joining us now with the groupings in Ghana, as well as other stories, is reporter Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. In Group A, Ghana host will square it out with Cameroon, Algeria, and Mali, while in Group B, it will be defending champions the Super Falcons of Nigeria alongside South Africa, Kenya, and Zambia. Chairperson of the local organizing committee for the tournament, Frida Primpere, assured participating countries of their security and hospitality during the tournament.
We wish to assure participating teams that security in all the venues, stadia, training pitches are assured. The local organizing committee, together with the relevant agencies, have put in measures to ensure the security and safety of all during the tournament.
The 2018 African Women Cup of Nations is scheduled to hold from November 17th to December the 1st in Ghana. In African men's football, MC Alger's captain Abdrahamane Hatshoud was stabbed and several other players were injured following a brutal attack by CAP Aridiji supporters in the Algerian league. Hatshoud, who is the captain, led his team to a 1-0 away win on Saturday afternoon to send Moluidia into the top three in the table. However, after the final whistle, several of the home fans invaded the pitch and started attacking the MC Alger players with various weapons that they had smuggled into the stadium. In the meantime, the Egyptian Olympic Committee officially banned Zamalek president Murtada Mansour for 2 years for insulting the committee chairman Hisham Hattab and board members, in addition to suffering a series of bans, including being banned from all football-related activities by CAF for insulting CAF president Ahmed Ahmed and General Secretary Amir Fahmy, violating Articles 131 and 132. Murtada was handed a nationwide media ban by the Supreme Council for Media Regulation regulation in Egypt. He was also banned from all football-related activities for 1 year by the African Handball Federation. In athletics news, Kenyan's Lawrence Chirono on Sunday obliterated both his own course record and pre-race favorite Kenenisa Bekele from Ethiopia to retain his Amsterdam Marathon title in the Dutch capital city. The 33-year-old Kenyan became the first man to run a sub 2 hours and 5 minutes on the course, winning in 2 hours, 4 minutes and 0.6 seconds, which erased his previous course record time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, 0.9 seconds set last year. Shortly after the race, Lawrence Chirono was excited over his victory.
It is a great achievement to me. Now I'm happy by winning this race. This is because this time weather was good. The wind was a bit slow, so we had to run faster than last year.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. More African football news. The next round of qualifying matches for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon will be played the weekend of November 16th, November 17th, and November 18th. In Group E, top of the table, Nigeria will travel to South Africa for its penultimate qualifier. Toyin Ebitoye is the media officer for the three-time African champion Super Eagles of Nigeria. In an interview with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye, Toyin talked about the team's Nations Cup chances.
We are happy that the last 1 week has been very good for the Super Eagles. We were able to move from third in our group to first in the group, but that is not the end of it. We still have more work to do because we have not qualified for the Nations Cup yet. We still have to get results in our next two games, away to South Africa in November and at home to Seychelles in March. So we're still working. We are still focused. We are still hungry. We are still committed, and we will still keep our focus so that we don't allow this advantage that we have slip out of our hands.
It's the Super Eagles of Nigeria versus Bafana Bafana come November 16. What's your take on the match?
It's going to be a tough game. We need one more point to be absolutely sure of qualifying for the Nations Cup. And we want to also win and get a good result that will qualify for the Nations Cup. So it's going to be a tough game. They are a very good side. We must respect them. Remember that they beat us in our first game, 2-0 in Rio. So we have a lot at stake in that game. And we believe for us that the hard work preparation for that game starts immediately so that we can focus and get good result out of that match. It's very, very important for us.
After the doubleheader against Libya, are there injury worries in the Super Eagles team?
Yes, we have a lot of concerns with injuries, and we hope that in the next few days they can recover and come back to fitness and then become available for us when we get ready for our match against Bafana Bafana in November. Shehu Abdullahi is one of them, again, Onazi as well, and some players with some little hope they can sleep and be available for the game against South Africa in November.
Wilfred Ndidi will be missed in the match against Bafana Bafana. Do you have a suitable replacement for him in the midfield?
Yes, we have a lot of good players in our team, a lot of options in our team. We will miss Ndidi, no doubt. We will really miss him, but we have other players who can do a good job for us. So we will keep working, we will keep our focus, and I believe we will get a good team. And other players will also have to step up and show that they can deliver for Nigeria.
Will the captain of the Super Eagles, Mikel Obi, make a return for the Bafana Bafana match?
Well, a lot depends. A lot depends on what happens between now and then. We hope that he recovers and becomes match fit in his club, and then we will see if he will be available for us. But we will hope, we pray and hope that he's able to make it, because he's a good player, he's our leader, he's a captain. So we really work and hope that he's available for us. But if he's not available, other players will step up. And the most important thing for us is to go out there and fight and qualify for the Nations Cup.
That's Toyin Ebitoye, the media officer for Nigeria's national football team, the Super Eagles. And Toyin was talking with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, my VOA colleague Gwen Uden will have a report on Major League Baseball's World Series. Thank you. Major League Baseball's 114th World Series begins Tuesday night when the Boston Red Sox host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 1. VOA's Gwen Uden has details about how the Dodgers advanced over the weekend to the championship series. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The LA Dodgers are in the World Series for a second consecutive year. On Saturday, the Dodgers clinched Game 7 of the National League Championship Series with a 5-1 win over the Milwaukee Brewers, thanks in part to a home run hit by outfielder Cody Bellinger. That hit, along with a walk-off single in Game 4, earned Cody the title of National League Championship Series MVP. After Saturday's win, Cody spoke about his return trip to the World Series to face the Boston Red Sox.
We know how hard it is to make the World Series. To do it 2 years in a row is really special. I know how lucky I am to be a part of it 2 years in a row. But like you said, we got a tough series against the Red Sox that we know is coming up, but we're going to enjoy this right now and get our mind turned around tomorrow.
It's been 40 years since the Dodgers have repeated as National League champions and 30 years since they won the World Series. They came close last year, but ultimately lost to the Houston Astros in 7 games. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was a Red Sox player when he won the World Series in 2004. And on Saturday, he was nostalgic about the upcoming series opener in Boston's Fenway Park.
I'm looking forward to going back to Fenway. Obviously, for me personally, I have a lot of fond memories of the Red Sox and Fenway Park. So to be wearing another uniform to go in there playing for a World Series championship is going to be special for me. I think the fans, and it's great for baseball, two-story franchises going head-to-head. So it's going to be a great series.
If the Dodgers win the World Series, Dave Roberts will become only the second African-American manager and the first of Asian descent to win the big trophy. The 2018 World Series between the LA Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox begins with Game 1 on Tuesday. More news to come. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Sunday, the Atlanta Hawks, the Sacramento Kings, the Denver Nuggets, and the Los Angeles Clippers all posted victories. The Hawks scored a 133-111 road victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Point guard Trae Young, no relation, had a game-high 35 points and 11 assists for the Hawks. The Sacramento Kings also won on the road, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 131-120. Another point guard, De'Aaron Fox, had 22 points and 10 assists for the Kings. In Colorado, the host Denver Nuggets edged the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors 100-98. Shooting guard Gary Harris had a team-high 28 points for the Nuggets, while two-time league most valuable player Stephen Curry scored a game-high 30 points for the Warriors. In Southern California, the Los Angeles Clippers defuse the Houston Rockets. The AP's Mark Myers reports from Los Angeles.
The Clippers were able to hold off the Rockets 115-112 when James Harden missed a potential tying three-point shot as time expired. For the Clips, Tobias Harris had 23 points. Danilo Gallinari scored 20. Harris says any win is a good win.
We have to continue to get better. I mean, we didn't think tonight was one of our best games, but being able to close a game, obviously we'll take it. But there's things to get better on. We have to continue to take those steps as a team to figure out ways of how we're going to play our way.
Harden finished with 31 points and 14 assists.
Obviously, it's going to take some time. We're not worried at all. We show really good signs of how great we can be. And then sometimes, you know, we allow easy baskets. So, you know, every single day, we just got to get better. Obviously, it's not going to happen, you know, right away.
Houston, now 1-2, played without All-Star guard Chris Paul, suspended for his on-court fight in their previous game. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Mark Myers mentioned how All-Star guard Chris Paul did not play against the Clippers because of a suspension by the NBA. Chris Paul got a 2-game suspension without pay. Los Angeles Lakers guard Rajon Rondo got a 3-game suspension without pay. And Los Angeles Lakers forward Brandon Ingram got a 4-game suspension without pay. Now, the on-court altercation between the Rockets and the Lakers occurred Saturday with about 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Houston wound up winning the game 124-115. Ingram, as expected, got the longest suspension because his shove of James Harden started the fight and because Ingram came flying in at the end and landed a punch on Chris Paul. Both Ingram and Rondo will begin serving their suspensions later Monday night when the Lakers host the San Antonio Spurs in Los Angeles. In more basketball news, a museum is being played in the U.S. state of Indiana to tell the story of 12-time NBA All-Star Larry Bird. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb says the museum will be located in a new convention center that's being built in the western part of the state. Larry Bird reportedly plans to donate personal items and memorabilia from his career with the Boston Celtics, Indiana State University, the U.S. Olympic team, and beyond. Governor Holcomb predicts the museum will be a global draw, describing Larry Bird as, and I quote, "Larry the legend, Indiana's favorite son." Details about the museum are still being developed, but plans include interactive displays to detail Bird's life and career. Larry Bird won 3 NBA championships with the Celtics, as well as a gold medal with the USA's Dream Team at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. Larry Bird also had a memorable rivalry during his NBA career with Irvin Magic Johnson. And I'm just wondering if maybe Larry and Magic have done some wagering over the upcoming World Series in baseball that Gwen Uten was reporting on just a few minutes ago. I'm pretty sure who Magic Johnson will be cheering for in baseball's World Series. Count it. He'll be rooting for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Why? Because Magic is a part owner of the Dodgers. So you know he's going to be cheering for the Dodgers. He's a part owner of the team. And I'm just guessing that Larry Bird might be cheering for the Boston Red Sox. They do play in the city where he earned a lot of money and earned a lot of acclaim over the years. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Stefanos Tsitsipas. He became the first Greek tennis player to win an ATP World Tour title when he beat Ernests Gulbis 6-4, 6-4 in the final of the Stockholm Open in Sweden. The 20-year-old Tsitsipas tossed his racket in the air and then put both hands to his head to celebrate his victory. And that wraps up the October 22nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Hello, friends. This is Sunday Shomari, host of Let's Talk. Join me Monday for another exciting edition of your show.
Our topic next week will be cocktails.
This is next Monday at 7:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm Linor Mudu, host of Health Chat. Next week on Health Chat, we will take a look at health systems with our guest, Dr. Margaret Crook, Associate Professor of Global Health at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05 and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best.
Yes, sir. Two-Face, NATO C. Hey.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.